What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover everything going on in the Stacks ecosystem. I'm your host, Jake Blockchain. And today, this is another This Week in Stacks episode. We're covering everything that happened in the past 7 days or so, all the noteworthy little nuggets. And yeah, so that's what we're talking about. Before we jump in, I gotta thank my sponsor, the Stacks Foundation. If you want to be a developer, you want to build on Stacks, you believe in the Bitcoin thesis, you think Stacks has the best chance of unlocking that, the Stacks Foundation is here to help you. And one of the best places to get started if you want to build as a dev is start.stacks.org. They put together a really nice website, great user flow of step one. If you're just starting out, you have no coding experience, this will give you just the basics all the way to level five, where you're a ninja coding and you can apply for a grant, secure some funding, and build something. So if you're curious, you want to build something on Stacks, check out that website, start.stacks.org, one of the best places to go when you're first getting started, or you're on your journey and you want to see what the lay of the land is, what the resources available are. So check that out. But let's jump in now to this episode of This Week in Stacks. We got some news from Trust Machines. We got some news from Console, StackerDAO Labs, MegaDAO, Steady Lads Freemint, Megapont delivering again, some Stacks Degens news, some Hey Layer news, some Hyperchain news, and then something with Xverse. So let's just go piece by piece, starting with Trust Machines. And I don't usually cover new hires within the ecosystem just because I don't have a good pulse on that. But now that I'm on LinkedIn more due to my job at Stacks Ventures, I'm seeing some interesting things. And so there was a couple of new prominent hires at Trust Machines. They hired someone, and I'm going to get these names probably wrong, but Asif Hurry, and they were a former Coinbase exec, actually COO from 2017 to 2019, and they were joined as an advisor. And then someone else named Manas Mohapatra is joining as legal general counsel. And they previously worked at Twitter, and they were also a senior attorney for the FTC. So some heavyweights. Console also hired someone. I believe they have them marked as co-founder, but not positive on that. But he was the previous co-founder of an app called Triller. And if you haven't used Triller, you can go to triller.co. It's kind of a social media platform, but focused on content. And where they've kind of gotten the most lead in is kind of in the hip hop music community. I remember seeing these when I was shooting music videos. You'd see artists using the Triller app and just making their own videos. So now, like on the App Store, there's, you know, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of apps to make your videos or your pictures look better and sexier so you can post them on your reels. Triller is one of the earlier ones that did that, where you can add some crazy effects to a video and people just take those and share them on IG while they're rapping their song or whatever as a way to promote. So got some experience building a social media platform that people actually use. So David Lieberman was brought on to assist Console on their mission of, you know, pushing safe, decentralized chat in this Web3 era. So that's dope. All right, next up, StackerDAO Labs. The homies Orlando and Ryan have been building this for a while, and it's officially live. You can go to the website app.stackerdaos.com and check it out. Super clean interface. Only thing you can do, connect your wallet. And then what it's going to do is take you to another place where any DAO that you're a part of is going to be linked to them in the main dashboard. So right now, the only one they have live is MegaDAO, Megapont's DAO, and the Mega airdrop just happened. So if you're part of the MegaDAO, because you hold an NFT in your wallet, then you'll see that as your first option, and you can click in and start to see what it looks like. Not much happening yet, but you can see the basics of, there's a vault where you can see the assets that MegaDAO holds. You can propose things, and then you can vote on things. And that's the main interfaces right now. So pretty cool to see. It's now live. Bitcoin DAOs are coming. There's some other stuff I'm going to cover here shortly that's probably going to tie into what StackerDAO and DAOs need. But yeah, it's exciting. This is the first big one. So curious to see how this plays out. And if you're an ape holder, I highly recommend you go check that out. Same thing, staying on Megapont. They just have a way of delivering and drawing up a buzz. They did another free mint, a 10K mint, just like the Wastelander Apes, which is a partnership between Planet Indigo and Megapont. They did one called Steady Lads, which is kind of a homage to just sitting in the bear market. Don't get too discouraged. Just keep on building. And they dropped a 10K generative collection on Byzantium. So they're gone now, but you could pick up some on the secondary. Pretty cool way to drop some more buzz in tandem with the DAO launching. So that's cool. Stacks Degens, also the homies. Stacks Degens, they've been working. It's a racing game, if you don't know. So you hold an NFT, a Degen Racer NFT, and you can play in their game. They've been working towards adding native BTC into their game in some fashion. And so the way they're doing it currently is they're having in-game lobbies that you can create and post up money, and the winner takes their stake. So it's currently using Lightning integration, which is the same thing that LNSwap has been building. And now you can use, you can pay a Lightning invoice and bet, and then everyone puts in their money. So it could be, 1,000 sats, 10,000 sats, whatever it needs to be. Everyone puts that up. You have the criteria for your race. Everyone races, and then the winner gets to claim their rewards. So now we're starting to see the first implementation of gaming and DeFi and these native assets coming online. So everyone's talking about, Moonray this, or big game companies eventually are going to come online to where you can use native NFTs or native BTC in different ways. This is one of the first big dominoes that is now out in the wild, and it's built on Stacks. So super, super cool to see. Yeah, love it. All right, next up, there's a new thing called MultiPass. If you search the App Store, MultiPass, it'll come up, MultiPass NFT Passport. And this is a new application and service from the people over at Layer. So it's touted kind of as a POAP or ticketing service. So POAP is proof of participation, which is like, I went to that venue, I scanned that QR code, and because I scanned that QR code at that venue, it's proof that I was there. So it's on-chain, gives you an NFT, and that becomes the record that you were there. Tickets are the same thing. So the ticket is not only just your entry to the venue, but that ticket can now be the proof that, hey, if you went to my concert in 2020, when I was in, Portland in August, I'm going to give you free something, some merch or a single that's just coming out to anybody who was there. So it's going to drop in your wallet. Or because you can prove that you have that, you can go to this website and get this special thing. So tons of functionality there to use. And yeah, so they've released this app, and it's super polished. It's super polished. You might have to reach out to them in the Discord to see how it works on the ground, because they did a Discord demonstration that I got to see, where basically you scan the QR code, which also looked nice. And then it ended up in the app. I got my NFT, and then I could click that NFT, and there was a piece of content behind that, which was a video of Allah talking. So yeah, this is huge. I'd love to try this for the podcast. And the cool thing with Layer is they're trying to find that balance between Web 2 and Web 3. And so when you use their app, for example, it doesn't require you to use the Hero Wallet initially. It's regular Web 2 login, but it's not email and password. They use magic links, which is even easier. You just type in your email, it sends you an email. And then when you click that link, it confirms some authorization on that device, logs you into Layer, and then you can right away start buying NFTs, you know, credit card purchase. And then if you want to, there's a little button at the top that says connect wallet, and then you can go full Web3 and connect your Hero wallet and do all that stuff. So they have the same flow on this app. So it's Magic Link, you scan the QR code, Magic Link, connect, you get your NFT. They custody it for the time being behind that Web2 interface. And if you want to, you can connect your Hero wallet and custody it. So I just love how they're thinking about it, because these are the way you're going to onboard the people who aren't crypto native. Maybe they're crypto curious, but really you're giving them an off-ramp to do either one. You're not really limited by it. So love what they're building. Shout out to the whole team over there. But yeah, I highly recommend. Check out the app. And if you can't use it right now because it's super limited, as far as like seeing what it looks like, go to their Discord, reach out, and you could probably get someone to show you. All right. Next, two, three things left. Hyperchains. There was a blog post put out by Hero that hyperchains are officially on testnet. So things are moving according to plan, it seems like. I think as far as the roadmap goes, we should see some consumer-facing test cases here in the next month or so. And so that'll be big to watch for. All right. Last two, multi-safe. This is a way to kind of build a DAO treasury. So you can create a wallet and then add people that want to send to that. And it becomes a multi-sig. So it's called multisafe.xyz if you want to use it. They announced that they'll be adding Magic Bridge as one of their input methods. And so if you haven't been following Magic Bridge, you can see them on Twitter at MagicStx, but they're doing atomic swaps between on-chain Bitcoin and XBTC, which is wrapped Bitcoin from TokenSoft. So atomic swaps, as we talked in a recent video, are these swaps that are final in the sense that they either happen or they don't. So they're very black and white and binary. And so they just happen on chain. So you swap this and you're guaranteed to get this on the other side. It's all done in code. So there's no custody risk, no third-party risk. Magic Bridge can be all open source. And Multisafe announced this huge, like this is, again, tying back to Stacker DAOs. This is the tie-in to really bring in native Bitcoin into Bitcoin DAOs on Stacks. So that's huge. And then last on the list, Xverse news, fantastic mobile wallet. You can stack your stacks on there. They have a dApp browser where while you're on the go, you can go to Alex or Arcadico or Gamma or Byzantium and use the app. You can use your wallet while you're on the go. And now they have full support for BNS names. So if you want to send me some stacks for this fantastic episode, you can now, instead of having to have my wallet address, just type in jakeblockchain.btc and it will pull that from the BNS registry and send it to the right person. So this opens up a whole new, much easier way to transact. You can also use it for not just stacks transactions, but sending NFTs. And soon, they did announce on Twitter that soon you'll be able to use that same DID, which is a decentralized identity, to send and receive Bitcoin. So I'm just going to pause for a second and let that sit in, because that's crazy. So I've seen some talks about how, I guess it's called a derivation path, where every stacks address does have a Bitcoin address, but there's some way that the Bitcoin address is created. I'm out of my league here, but something is funny there, what makes it a little tricky to say do something where you can just send someone a stacks NFT to their Bitcoin address, and it's just ready to go when they say open up Xverse with their Hero wallet. It would just be like, oh, look at that little surprise, and you send it to their Bitcoin address. So these things are coming. So DIDs and to receive not just stacks, but also Bitcoin is huge. So that is the episode of This Week in Stacks. All the links to everything I mentioned is, as usual, in the description below. And yeah, that's it for this episode and this week. I'll see you guys in the next episode. I got Aki from DLC Link coming out on Friday. So anyways, love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about it.